Welcome back to Coach's Corner on KNIA Radio. We're talking now with Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman, previewing the Warriors 2024 season. Coach, you're just a few days away from the season opener. How have the girls been looking during the summer and so far during the early season practices?
Yeah, thanks, Mike, for having me. Things have been going really well. We've had a great group that has been working throughout the summer and putting in those miles. And I think they're all really excited to compete. We did a time trial at the end of our official first week of the season. And they were pretty excited to get out there and put, you know, a time on it. And then from that, they've just been ready to go. So hopefully, fingers crossed, that Tuesday, the meet at Ankeny Centennial at the DMAC campus will happen. So hopefully it doesn't get too hot on us.
Right. We'll have to wait and see on that one.
How many girls are on the roster right now?
We have right about 30 girls total. And then we're going to be a young group this year. We have a lot of freshmen.
Okay, but it looks like not quite a few, but there are definitely some girls who ran last year on varsity that are going to be back out there this year.
Yes.
Got to feel good about that.
Yes. It'll be nice to have some of those upperclassmen, kind of as our leaders and helping those the freshmen coming in, just kind of navigate it all and figure it out. But it's pretty exciting because we do have a big group of freshmen and they are working really hard and looking good at practice. So it'll be fun to see kind of how things shake out.
What are some of your top memories from last season? I know you had a few girls that did pretty well at the conference meet, and then Pearl Brown just barely missed qualifying for the state meet.
Yeah, last season was kind of a rough one for us. The girls really turned it on right at the end of the season, and they would even say it too, that they just waited a little too late into the season to really let it all out and go after it. And so definitely we had a great meet at Fort Dodge for us, and then conference was pretty decent, and then Pearl just missed qualifying for state. So she's got some big goals this season, and I think she's going to really go after it.
Yeah, I know Pearl will be one of your leaders out there. Who else do you think is going to be kind of out in that front pack this year?
Maya Butler, who is a senior, is running really well and has great mindset this year and just really wants to finish out on top her senior year. Andy Davitt has been putting in a lot of work over the summer, a lot of miles, and she's looking awesome. It's her senior year as well, and she's very determined to finish it out strong. So I do think that, we have a couple seniors that are going to really be working hard, putting it all out there.
With 30 girls on the team, do you feel like you have a little more depth this year and maybe there'll be a little tougher competition to make that top seven?
I do think that the depth is much better. It's a lot more competitive. I've just already even seen that through our practices and the time trial, that no spot is going to necessarily be secure. So the girls are all, competing in a very healthy way for those top spots, especially the top seven. So, yeah.
You mentioned the season opener is Tuesday at DMAC. What about the rest of the schedule? How does it look this year? Are there any new meets on it? And do you feel like it's going to really prepare you for down the road?
Yeah, so our schedule is very comparable to last year. We do have one new meet on there. We are traveling to Cedar Rapids, Kennedy for a meet. So we'll get to see some different competition there, which will be fun for us. But otherwise, yeah, we're pretty much lined up the same as last year. So
again, we're talking with Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman. As we get ready for the 2024 season, what are going to be some of the top goals for this year's team when it comes to the conference and beyond?
Well, I do see some big goals this year from especially our seniors and Pearl and a few of those girls, returning from varsity last year. They really want to get to state. They really want to get to state as a team. And so I see them pulling each other up a lot more and just and pushing each other, challenging each other more. So I know that is one of their goals, is to get the team back to state. As far as conference, we really haven't talked about that a whole lot yet. We always like to, you know, perform well at conference and be competitive. So it would be nice to, you know, finish in the top three at conference and do well there. Our conference usually is pretty tough. Indianola has a great squad. BCG has a great squad. Pella is always really strong. So, yeah, we'll just kind of have to see with that. But I do know we have some big goals.
You mentioned Pearl and a couple of the other seniors. Who are going to be other girls that are right in the mix there, and maybe some of the newcomers who have really impressed?
Yeah, for sure. So we have freshman Olive DeRocher, who some people might kind of recognize her name from middle school. She performed very well in middle school cross country and was one of the, you know, finished, I would say, top 10 pretty much at all of their meets. Was just a very solid runner. And so she's coming in looking really good, challenging for, you know, that top spot and working her butt off, looking great in practices and everything. There's another young one, freshman Gracie Wetzler, coming in, and she tries to kind of stay on Olive's heels as long as she can. So that's always impressive, and it's a very healthy, you know, competition between them and stuff. Gabby Dryman is another freshman that has been really looking great in practices and surprising me a little bit. And yeah, so we definitely have those freshmen. And then Chloe Scandrett is another freshman that just has really been shooting up there to the top pack at practices and looking good.
Vocal leadership also key in cross country. Sometimes you have some girls who are pretty good in that department.
Yes, I think our leadership so far this season has started off very strong, very good. Pearl Brown definitely feels a lot more comfortable in that leader role this season, and has really embraced it, I would say. Andy Dabbitt is a very vocal, super positive leader, and the girls just all really, you know, kind of rally around Andy and what she tells them to do and stuff like that. So she's a fantastic leader. Maya, again, another senior, doing a great job leading. And then Audrey Warren is one of our seniors that just is a phenomenal leader. The girls really, really can relate with Audrey and stuff like that. And she's just very welcoming. And so, yeah, our leadership has been really good so far this season.
You mentioned the big goals. What's going to be the keys to getting those accomplished this year and bringing everything together?
Keeping them healthy is going to be huge. So just, I think, continuing this really good mindset that they have right now, staying, you know, mentally tough and mentally resilient, and just continuing to work hard, and them not being afraid to let it hurt. So I guess our goal is to continue working hard and continue having a really strong mindset.
All right, Coach, that's Norwalk Girls Cross Country Coach Michelle Weedman. Anything else to add about this season as we get ready to go?
No, I'm just excited. I'm excited to get rolling.
All right, thanks a lot for the time, Coach. Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Mike.